I really hope that you are enjoying the music for our service today. I know we have great music all the time. This is a very special Sunday, and it's a real gift. So I am very thankful for King Street Bluegrass being here today. And I'm also excited to be watching this at home. Actually, a few weeks ago when we were promoting today, I think I got up and said, "Oh, bluegrass, this is the music of my people." And truly, it is. I grew up in the mountains of southwestern Virginia, and I actually was born not terribly far from where bluegrass started, in the hills and hollers of Appalachia. And I have, loved this music for a very long time. Now, I didn't always. And I actually grew up in a home and in a community where bluegrass was pretty common. But it just wasn't my thing. It wasn't my bag. And my grandfather loved, my mother and father loved bluegrass, and it was part of our life. But for me, not so much. Until I was, a young adult. And there was a moment when I was working actually in a radio station when I had to play some bluegrass. It was part of the format. And there was actually a show that usually came on with bluegrass gospel. And I just, kind of flipped the switches, turned it on, and listened to something else in my headphones. But one Sunday, that show was not prepared, and it was me. And I was the bluegrass DJ. And I scrambled, and I got a bunch of records. If you remember records, that's pretty awesome. And I put them on the turntable, and I just started playing. And I, really had no idea what I was doing. So I pulled this one record album out. I really wish that I knew the album. It was kind of a rare pressing, and just, some boys from the mountains. And they spoke to me. There was something about the music, the instrumentation, the message in the words that was very, very powerful. And so suddenly I'm a fan. And I like all different kinds of music. I love different forms of music. Willis and I have talked about that, a number of times. And so I love a lot, but I love bluegrass. But it took me a moment. It took me some time to get to that place. And really, that's what I need to talk to you about today. This is a continuation of our conversation about the questions that Jesus asked. And if you heard that passage of Scripture read just a moment ago, then you will know that Jesus is asking, in a lot of ways, who are you going to love? He gives very explicit instructions about who to love, but he asks that too. He kind of takes the idea of compassionate, caring love, not romantic love, not necessarily being a fan or loving something like music, like bluegrass, but also being a lover of souls, of people. In fact, those people that are hard to love. Now, notice the questions here this week. He goes, look, who is it that you are going to love? If you love those who love you, why should anything happen to you? Because, this is natural. This is just human stuff. People love the people that love them. I love my mom and dad, right? And then he goes on and says, if you do that, then why should you be commended? If you do good to those who do good to you, great. But that's what you would normally do. If you lend money to people who would lend money to you, then that's super. But that's what you would naturally do. But I'm telling you, he says, I'm inviting you to answer the question of who are you going to love in a much bigger way, in a much broader way. That's challenging, isn't it? And we might be in a place, you might be here today not necessarily being a fan of bluegrass, and still here you are. And maybe this will be the moment that you go, oh, you know, I kind of get that now. Maybe much later it'll come to you. But love is something that is always in process. Love is something that you get to be part of the journey. And there are people that are going to naturally be lovable to you. But Jesus invites us to go deeper. Just like he's in all these questions that we've dealt with before. Come, let's go deeper with this. I mean, look, he says this. If you do love, there's a great reward coming your way. You will be acting the way that children of the Most High act, for he is kind to ungrateful and wicked people. That God loves in that way goes that much further. I mean, that's what happens on the cross, right? And then here it comes. He says, be compassionate as your Father in heaven is compassionate. Now, a similar version from the Gospel of Mark has some slightly different words. He says, be perfect. Be perfect, therefore, as your Father in heaven is perfect. It's interesting. What is he saying about perfect? I don't think he's talking about, you know, always having your hair combed. I think there's much more than that. And what I really have come to understand that we are to love. You'll hear me say this more than once, that we are to love as God loves. And that includes the compassionate work of being kind to wicked and ungrateful people, our enemies, those people that push up against us, those people that detest who we are. Now, this is very big and complicated. And now I'm going to give you like the complete answer to how to do this in 3 seconds. No, we have to work on that. And part of your homework is going to be to wrestle with this week. You want me to love that guy in the cubicle down the way? You want me to love that person that did that to me, to my family? This is a long journey. But he would not put us out in front of this if it were not valuable enough for it to be fundamental to who we would be as children of God. Hey, you know, listen to the next part, the part that wasn't read earlier, but just kind of keeping going. He says, hey, be compassionate just as your Father is compassionate. And then he says, don't judge, and you won't be judged. Don't condemn, and you won't be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Oh, man, we have a lot to talk about here. But today, I just guide you and invite you to take whatever the next step is for you personally. Whatever that next step is for you personally. To do this work of love. Talk to my boss about that. Jesus. Talk to him. Open your heart and find a way. We'll talk some more too. I say all this to you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hey, listen, I want to take a moment to pray with you if you would join with me in that. And please do remember those folks that are listed in our prayer list. My daughter Danielle is listed there as well. And so please remember those folks who are dealing with all kinds of health issues, including COVID, and the threat that it's still part of our community. And you know, there are folks in Hawaii that have experienced just total disaster. There are folks down the street that have as well. So let's take a moment to invite God into these concerns of our heart and pray together. So let's pray. Loving and merciful God, we thank you for this day and for this opportunity to worship. And we thank you for King Street and for their ministry of music. We thank you for the many ways in which music plays a big part of our life of faith. And we ask, God, that you would just open our ears, that you would tune our hearts to the songs that are you. We are worried, God. There are a number of things that each one of us carries into this place. There are things that we're hopeful for and things that we're dealing with, but we ask, God, that you, in your mercy, would just hear our prayers, that you would be with those who are suffering, those who are dealing with illness, that you would be with those who are caregivers and people that are loving and providing all of those things that are needed, including spiritual care. We thank you for chaplains and for spiritual friends and for guides. We thank you for those songs that kind of get queued up in our ears to guide us along the way. And we ask, God, that you would help us to be your hands and feet in the midst of so much. Be with those who are dealing with difficulties in our world. Be with the brokenness of our world. Help those who are struggling with heat and climate change. Help those that are dealing with tough economic situations. Help those who are working through political turmoil. But you're above all that and still in all that. And so we ask, God, that in your love and in your mercy, you would hear us as we pray, that you would guide us, and that you would give us the deepest peace. For we pray all of this in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, that same Jesus who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, friends. I'll see you soon.